what we found recently is that about 1 in 33 marriages are commuter marriages, and that works out to about 3.5 million people in the United States. And over the last 5 years, we found that the number of people in commuter marriages has increased about 30%.
Now, thankfully, you've spent about the last decade deeply investigating the particulars of a long-distance relationship, and you've come up with a list of 10 tips to help people get through it. Let's go through these. First of all, tip number one, you say you're no more likely to get divorced.
Right. And in fact, that's one of the main reasons that we started the website and I wrote the book, was to really get across the point that commuter marriages, despite what people think, actually do work just fine. There is a myth out there that they're increasing the rate of divorce if you do that, and that is not true.
Well, let's trot through some of the others. You say share the boring tedium of daily life matters. Don't just give the gloopy love talk over the phone. Get all the boring stuff cleaned out. And do it via a hands-free phone. You think that's also useful?
Right. One of the things we know that commuter married people do is they tend to share a lot of good emotional stuff, I love you and so forth, but they don't often share what's going on with them on a day-to-day basis, the more trivial, what seems to be trivial kind of things. But that's really what's important in making that connection and feeling like you're part of each other's lives.
Write letters, you say.
Yes, exactly. Actually, after World War II, they found that soldiers who wrote letters seemed to do much better in terms of their marriage than those who even had face-to-face visits. And recently, there have been two more studies that show exactly the same thing. It's really the paper and pencil letter or a card, not email, that really does seem to make a difference. It does seem to help relationships stay together.
And another one which seems logical, set the rules of the relationship. If you're going to split apart and go to different places, get some ground rules in place.
Exactly right. What we found, for example, is that regardless of what rules people set, and by that I mean, is it okay to go to dinner with somebody else? Is it okay to... dating is probably not usual for commuter marriages, though for premarital relationships it is. But if you don't talk about it, people become very nervous because they don't understand whether the partner understands the ground rules the way you do. So it is very important to kind of lay those rules out beforehand.
Other ones, don't be a shut-in. Go out, make friends, join clubs, do other things, except that some reunions, when you do get to meet your loved one again, there may not be great moments.
Right. We have found that because people are separated often for career reasons, they tend to get very absorbed in their work, and they can become very isolated, and that's not a good thing when you're under the stresses that can come with a commuter marriage. So they really do need to get out and be more involved with other people. And along the same lines, I think we really need to try to push people to get a confidant, an individual they can be with and talk about the problems of the commuter marriage.